At 5:50 at 0 hour, an intense barrage was opened up by our artillery machine guns, followed 1 minute later by the enemy's barrage firing on our front and support lines. This was very heavy. Now, by this time, you're off and away. Now, can you remember again these first minutes, even the first hour of the advance, what it was like, and the problems that you had? And
I was with a little group of men when the barrage came down. We were stepping off, or we were to clamber out of what shelter we had and to advance following the barrage. As soon as I stepped out into the open, the men of the company in their little blobs that we can just see. And there was a good deal of illumination at the time, what with flares and rockets going up, both German and our own. And although it was hardly daylight, well, it wasn't daylight, you could still get glimpses of men clambering out of a trench. There was a moment of hesitation there. Was our barrage falling short? Says there a minute afterwards. We'd hardly got out. We'd hardly clambered out when that counter barrage came down. At the time, I was hit and in the thigh, and I was knocked down. I don't think I was unconscious, but there was a heavy blow on my side, and I rather thought, now, I've got it. There seemed to be a little uncertainty of the men immediately alongside me, whether they should go on when I'd been hit. No, for the moment I had visions of going back. Wounded, I said, well, can't. I said to myself, well, this can't be. I've got to go on for a while anyway. Mm-hmm. And wounded or not, so I clambered to my feet, and I found a stiffness on my left thigh, but I was able to move forward, and then everybody, the rest of the company, all came forward. They bunched. I'm going to say, when I had been met, they sort of closed in on where I was. They had had heavy casualties. There seemed to be appallingly few going forward, and our principal concern during the first few minutes of the attack was to sort of adjust ourselves to the light, the darkness, and how best to navigate round the shell holes. The mud was a terrible handicap to us. On the other hand, the mud saved many from the enemy's artillery fire, because the shells buried themselves in the mud. And if they did explode, the mud deadened the effect of the explosion and the fragments of a shell. So the mud was a sort of two-way had its advantages and disadvantages. There was a good deal of machine gun fire. There was the overhead machine gun fire from our own machine guns. Now, I say our own machine guns. That was a machine gun battalion of the Canadian, of the division. It was our divisional machine gun. The battalions had no machine guns at that time, other than the Lewis guns. And there was also a lot of enfilade machine gun fire. We started, it seemed, just a little group of people, a little group of men, working forward through the mud holes. We didn't see any Germans for some time. We found that the barrage ran away from us. We couldn't begin to keep up with it. Mm-hmm. And I don't think there's anything which will give you a better impression of the state of the ground, because there was no fighting, no hand-to-hand fighting at this stage. When I say the barrage was moving forward at the rate of 100 yards every 8 minutes. Mm-hmm. Now, you try and walk 100 yards in 8 minutes. You find it takes. You just wonder how it would be possible for you not to keep up with a barrage which was only moving forward at the rate of 100 yards every minute.
The mere physical task of getting forward.
The physical task of all of us getting forward. The men were pretty heavily laden, and we were just... It was the sheer difficulty of walking through that morass. The mud was clinging to you, and I can recall personally, I'd taken a rifle at this time, and I was carrying a rifle, and I remember clearly turning round and helping men who were not wounded, but who'd got stuck in shell holes. I'm certain that there were men who were wounded, fell into the shell holes, and were drowned, because there were numerous small craters caused by the heavy artillery which had been firing in the air, both British and German. And these craters were, shell hole craters were quite wide holes. They're not just a little hole. If you got in there, you couldn't climb out by yourself, or in some of the big ones, because the sides all kept oozing down. If you reached out to help yourself come up, thinking you've got a bit of firm sod or something, well, it just slivered down into the shell hole. They were all filled with water, and a man struggling forward along the lip of these little craters, why, he would very easily slip in.
At this time, where were you relative to your company? Were you leading them, or were you...
I was more or less leading them. I was with the first group, as we were sometimes one little group here would get further ahead, but I was practically in the lead with them.
Now, you can see at this time, I take it, that the British on your left were not coming up, or were you concerned with them at all at this point?
Well, as soon as it began to break daylight at all, why, you realized the British, and you could tell from the firing that there were no troops on your left. And as we went slowly forward, my recollection is that there was a halt in the barrage at one point where halfway up the slope we had to wait for some considerable time. I think that should show in the barrage map, does it?
You have it. Yes, I have that on the I can check in there.
Yes. It seems to me that there was quite a pause.
I noticed
45 minutes or something like that.
Oh, that long?
Something like that.
Oh. At battalion headquarters, the summary of operations mentions that at 6:37, which would be approximately an hour after the original assault, three white flares were reported from C Company. At 6:40, the enemy were retiring in disorder on the front of the artists, which would be on your left.
Yeah.
At 6:47, A Company reported by observers to be out of touch with C Company and to be on the right of Woodland Plantation.
Yes, well, you get the picture there. See?
Mm-hmm.
If the A Company veered away around there, because this is the scene.
Observers report that they are engaged in hand-to-hand fighting with the enemy and to be forcing him back, at the same time closing up with C Company. And at about this time, which is an hour after the original assault, D Company is leaving the trench. At 6:55, the observers report that A Company had reached the intermediate objective, but it was not definite as yet. A Company appears to be connected up with C Company, but the smoke makes it very difficult to observe.
And they weren't.
They weren't at this...
Well, I'm just...
And at 7:56, now this would be about 2 hours after the attack, Sergeant Naylor, C Company wounded, walking wounded, reported that the attack went splendid up to the intermediate objective, but that our barrage halting there for 30 minutes...
That's what I was referring to. It was 30 minutes. I said 45, not 30 minutes.
Enabling the enemy to retire in order to the high ground to the east from where he was inflicting many casualties on our men. Now, would you like to comment at about this time, about an hour after the...
Yes. Well, about the intermediate objective was... Well, I don't like to say at the foot of the slope, but it was near... it was such a gentle slope, really, I must say. It's hard to describe it, really, but there was a low slope, a gradual slope, and halfway up, or rather less than halfway up, was the intermediate objective, where we were supposed to wait for half an hour, reorganized ourselves, the barrage, put down a protective barrage there, means it wasn't firing so many shells per minute, and it was then to continue on. But the barrage was very thin at this point, and the comment I would make was really that we had met very few enemy at that stage. And I think that Naylor's description there, allowing the enemy to retire, is a little bit of an exaggeration. because we'd met. There'd been no hand-to-hand fighting at this, up to that intermediate objective. I think the, any enemy which was there had thrown up their hands and had or had been killed. There were very, very few.